this second Sunday of Lent, in both of our rites, is called Transfiguration Sunday. And it is so because of this wonderful gospel that we have just heard. Just a few weeks before his passion, as it is now, Jesus took the three most important apostles, Peter, James, and John, his brother, and he took them up to a mountain, which tradition says was Mount Tabor. And there he was praying, and then his appearance changed completely. They no longer saw what they always saw, the human nature of Christ, but they saw him transfigured into the divinity, which he always was and is. His face was bright as the sun. Even his clothing became dazzlingly white. And then the Old Testament appeared next to him. The Old Testament, Moses, the giver of the law, and Elijah, representing all the prophets. And they spoke to him about the passion. That's why this translation says they spoke of his exodus, his exit from this world, which would happen through the passion, death, and then the resurrection and ascension, which of course we celebrate at this season. The apostles were overcome. Peter, of course, always speaks. And even though St. Luke, who was not there, tells us, you know, he didn't know what he was saying, because St. Peter oftentimes spoke without knowing what he was saying, but it was God who was saying it through him, which is more important. Lord, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tabernacles, three sanctuaries, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And as he was saying these things, all of a sudden a bright cloud came upon them and overshadowed them, the Holy Spirit, who appears in many ways, including in the form of a cloud. Behind the cloud, he who is never seen but is always speaking, the Father, says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Obey him. Follow what he says." And then it all disappeared. And Jesus told them, "Do not tell anybody about this until after the resurrection." And of course, this doesn't say it in this particular pericope, but it continues, which you can read for yourselves. The sufferings that we have to undergo in this life will end at the time of death. And of course, they will continue in a greater way if we are to make up for our sins in purgatory. People think purgatory is a vacation in Club Med. It is not. It is the antechambers of hell. Much suffering, spiritual and physical. But once that's over, then we have the glory of heaven. And it is for this that we follow Christ. It is for this that we listen to the Son, the Father's beloved Son. And the Blessed Mother tells us the same thing. Her last words in the Gospels were, "Do as he tells you. Listen to him." And the thing is, are you doing as he told you? Are you doing as a church which speaks for him? Not the corrupt members of the church. They're going to go to hell as soon as they die. Those who are good and holy and are really speaking for Christ. Or are you just having a good time? If you are having a good time, and I'm not saying that we cannot enjoy the beautiful things. The sunrise, the sunset, everything else that we have, our food, our drink, our rest. But this is not all there is. We need to do penance. And this season of Lent is a penitential season. We need to do penance. And only then can we truly enjoy the great gifts that God has given us now and will be given us later. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.